Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So we told Maury he could book anybody he wanted to on the show. We played you the tease of who it was. You want to play it again?
Sure.
Hey, what up? This is and I'm here to be, damn it, Maury's 1 year anniversary guest. Holla! Right here on the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Was that Tracy Jordan?
Tracy Morgan?
Sorry. I love that
Tracy
show.
Tracy Jordan is his character
on
30 Rock.
Okay. So, damn it, Maury, why Tracy Morgan for your big one-year anniversary interview?
Tracy Morgan just did a few shows in Toronto.
Sure.
And I thought, okay, I can book anybody, somebody timely, and I've always wanted to talk to him about some of the stuff that he said recently on stage.
Oh, right. He said... What, is Mocha have a clip?
No.
Oh.
I was just asking
him. I don't know what you're doing over there, Maury. Don't direct Mocha. It's weird when you do that. So Tracy Morgan on stage, this all makes sense now why Maury wanted to talk to him. He got in hot water when he was doing a stand-up show where he said that if he found out his son was gay, I think he said he would kill him. In the context of a comedy show, going too far, whatever, but that's what forced him to go on this giant apology tour. Anyway.
And the gays should learn how to take jokes and so on and so forth. So he said a lot of stuff about the gay community.
Sure.
I figured... Dude's just been in Toronto. No better person for me to take advantage of my one-year anniversary to talk to and clear the air.
No better person.
You might want to rephrase
for
that.
For me to take advantage of.
All right. Here we go. Hang on.
Tracy Morgan, how are you?
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 exclusive.
All right. Gay-sclusive, ladies
gay-sclusive.
And gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, my one-year guest. I could book anyone on the planet on line six right now. My one-year guest, please welcome Tracy Morgan. Dude, how are you?
What's up? Damn it, Maury. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, it is such an honor to have you for my one-year anniversary, dude.
Right on. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
When you come to Canada, do you do anything different?
I don't do anything different. I give you more of what I've been doing. Why would I do anything different? I love what I do, and I love who I am. And I'm going to stay who I am all the way to the grave, man. People focus on the material too much when they should be focusing on the funny. So whatever I do, let's enjoy it.
When you're doing tours and being a comedian, which you're absolutely amazing at, I love you to death.
Do people always expect
you to be funny?
In case you're wondering what Maury is like, there is, and we've said this since the beginning of Maury's tenure on the show, there is nobody in this world that kisses a celebrity's ace like damn it Maury. Maury loves famous people. Doesn't matter what they do, what they say. If you're a famous person and you give Maury time, he loves you.
It's true. When you're doing tours and being a comedian, which you're absolutely amazing at, I love you to death. Do people always expect you to be funny, no matter where you are? At family dinners and stuff, you're always expected to be on?
Not with my family. I don't feel pressure from my family and my friends. Because to them, I'm just Tracy. They love me regardless. Even if I couldn't talk anymore, God forbid, they would love me anyway. So I don't feel pressure from my family and my friends. But on the outside, they associate me with what they see on TV. The world doesn't live with me, so of course.
Now, how are things going on 30 Rock? You having a good season so far?
I'm having a great season on 30 Rock. We're filming. We're having a good time.
When you're doing the tour, when you're coming to Toronto and stuff, or you do comedy shows, do you ever say things on stage, controversial, just to get things trending or tweeted? You know, do you do anything just for the publicity?
Now, are you going to actually ask him about the gay comments, or is this your roundabout way of not asking about the
gay
comments?
This is the plane going down the runway. We're going to hit takeoff.
Okay, Maury going deep with Tracy Morgan.
I'm not going to say it.
I don't I never do anything just to do it. If I'm doing something, that's the way I'm, you know, that's material, that's what's happening, those are my experiences. And I'm more funny than controversial. Every great stand-up has said controversial things. You know, people focus, but then again, you know, people don't have a point of reference. They don't remember Richard Pryor or George Garland or Lenny Bruce. These are people who went to jail for saying certain things on stage. But nowadays, everybody's super sensitive, so everybody's looking out for that crap. People come to comedy shows nowadays, and they don't have fun. If you don't like comedy, you should stay home and make it a blockbuster tonight. They come out now because all the reality shows and everything on TV is so controversial. They come out to look for controversy now. That's what everybody wants now, controversy. nobody really wants to have fun anymore.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I mean, let's not forget, recently you were all over the headlines with a gay comment that was taken out of context. I'm a gay guy. Tracy, I'm gay. And I wanted you to know that I totally understand comedy. I found what you said funny.
Did you really, though, Maury?
Absolutely. Did you really find that? You found it funny when he said that if his son acted gay, he would kill him?
No.
You didn't find it funny?
Not at all.
So you're lying.
Well, you got to get the answer. Tracy, I'm gay. Tracy, I'm gay. Tracy, I'm gay. I'm a gay guy.
That will come in handy later on in life, my friends.
I'm a gay guy. I'm a gay guy. Tracy, I'm gay, and I wanted you to know that I totally understand comedy. I found what you said funny. Did anyone else who's gay come to you and say, yo, man, I understand, I get the joke?
No, I work with gay people. Gay people, I love gay people. A lot, some of my friends, I work with them every day. I was at a comedy show. I didn't mean that. You know, as a stand-up, you don't control the line of funny, 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 not funny. One person didn't like what I said. You know, it was at a show. It was a joke. And I guess they, you know, did what they had to do, you know. But no, I don't have anything against anyone on this planet. I'm the one that brought Brian Fellows out of the closet. You know what I'm saying? We forgot that. So, you know, hey.
I found it, like, I get comedy. Okay, I find when people do things on stage.
Can you please stop Maury selling out his people? I can't listen to Maury selling out his people anymore.
Terrible, Maury.
For the sake of crawling up inside a celebrity. I can't. I love you, Maury. I do.
But
I'm a gay guy.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.